teasing, of course. They were having a problem in the booth.
You got him, actually.
I did, right? They were like...
I was watching.
They were in the booth having a little bit of an issue. That's why we're on a few minutes late today. Some technical difficulties. Please stand by. We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. I remember that as a kid. Dave Landau, of course.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Yes, right. Good morning.
Whatever it is.
4:07 a.m.
Feels like morning.
It does. It is, relatively speaking, whatever time you get up or I get up or anything, I'm still suffering through this. Now my ear is just like kind of just decided to stop working.
Really?
Yeah, because I blow my nose and stuff, and it's just everything's backed up into my head. I have a big snot brain. That's it, just snot in my head.
You might have an infection.
I have an infection in my ear. I can't hear you. That old gag.
Oh, I had a dollar for every time my dad said that to my mom.
Just to hoots and hollers of laughter. I'm certain of it. I'll muddle through another day. This is the residual shit. Like, I was legit sick for like a week after Christmas during our great fucking time off. And then the sick part went away, you know, no more fevery chills, kind of lethargic thing. But the cough and the stuffed up head just prevails. It just stays there, and it's fucking awful. I can barely play video games.
That sucks.
I know.
I got sick just before Christmas, and then I was good for 2 days, and then I got other kind of sick for the couple
AIDS.
Days after AIDS. Yeah,
AIDS.
Super AIDS weekend.
Super AIDS.
Started on a Friday in a bathhouse and ended tragically on a Monday.
Some fucking gay bar, the manhole. What's that? There was the pile driver.
Oh, yeah. There was
never anything left to the imagination when you name a gay bar.
You don't go into the pile driver and order a salad and then be surprised what you get.
Let's go to the pile driver, pick up some ladies.
Yeah.
It's never happening.
Well, these women are awfully mannish.
Yeah, look at this.
Doc Martens, as far as the eye can see.
Vito from The Sopranos.
Yeah, he's just dancing.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
He's not only a gay guy, but he's a bondage gay guy.
Yeah.
He's basically a cruising gay guy.
Yeah.
You ever seen that with Pacino?
Oh, yeah. That is a sick little fucking movie right there.
What is the line? It's like, what size are you? Party-sized.
Party-sized.
Fucking creepiest.
Ah, that is really creepy.
The movie's like it was written by like a completely like a right-wing Christian's idea of what gay
of what
culture
gay,
was.
Yeah.
He's just typing like, then he's getting fisted on a swing.
It's
in walks Pacino.
Yeah, it's all really sick and, against everything holy and God, God's will. It's all against God.
It's dog collars and leather and chains.
Yeah, all that good shit.
I don't get it. I don't know why you would want to do that.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Like, sex is, like, Norm MacDonald talked about that in one special.
Yeah.
It's just, like, sex is already embarrassing, which is why you close the blinds.
Yeah, it's already embarrassing and degrading and, you know, whatever it is.
So now you're going to add gag balls and punishment?
It's only going to be worse when you're done.
It is, yeah, because you got to make eye contact with somebody.
Yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, that's true.
Perhaps.
While you unhook a gag ball from your mouth.
Yeah, who wants to be doing that?
Put your suit back on.
Oh.
Pay the dominatrix and go home and say hi to your kids and wife.
Yeah, there's no worse feeling than washing out your fleshlight or something like that after you're done. You're supposed to leave it. And then wash it when you're all horned back up again.
Wouldn't it just stink?
I don't know.
It would just smell like under a teenage boy's bed.
Ah, you just throw it out.
Just a sock.
Just toss it out.
Chlorine sock. Yeah, you know, my mom, I think, washed the just socks a couple times, which wasn't good because you just put the socks on and you're like, I don't know which one of these.
Yeah, it's like Russian roulette. You don't know. And it's been through the wash, so.
And yeah, if you go anywhere with a black light, you'll know.
But then your mom's, like, picking up your jizz shit.
Gross.
That is really disgusting.
Anybody with a teen boy, though, I'm sure has experienced.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
scum everywhere.
Their parents aren't stupid, I assume, right? Most of them, some of them. They got to know what their kid's doing in there.
Yeah.
They reach a certain age, they start spending more time behind closed doors. That's pretty much what's going on.
Showers are 35 minutes long.
Right, right. Whereas, you know, you had to yell to get him into the shower. Now they're spending 30 minutes in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just all of a sudden decided they want to be clean now.
Yeah, yet they still smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Six fucking showers a day.
The washing is happening in there. Just washing the bone.
Yeah.
You're, what are you doing?
Your penis smells like Dove.
But oh, it's all shiny clean.
You could eat off that dick.
Yeah, there is a story today that kind of goes along with this whole thing. The twisted side of some people's sexuality.
Yes.
There's that guy out there in, was it California?
Mm-hmm.
And he, a couple of black gentlemen just die in his house.
His house, yeah. Now's number two.
The second black dude died. He's like, I got to call him up now and have him haul this black dude out of my fucking house. He is a Democratic contributor. He's contributed to a lot of Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
Schiff and Clinton. You know, a lot of Democrats. And Ed Buck. His name's Ed Buck.
Ed Buck, and he likes to fuck.
Oh, yeah. My name is Ed Buck.
And I like to
fuck. I like to fuck. Yeah, and so now they're
says
like
on his business cards that he hands to black men with his address on it.
Yeah.
Picture of him bent over.
Sorry. they're freaking out. Like a lot of conservatives and Republicans, they love whenever a Democrat trips over their own dick.
Yeah. So, or two dead black bodies.
Or two dead black men's dicks.
Semen-covered bodies.
Yeah, yeah. There he is with his. Is that a rainbow flag tie he's wearing there or some shit? And there's Hillary, like, hi, I'm not tying this around my neck.
Oh.
She just holds it. Ha ha. All right, faggot, get out of my
fucking. Can you imagine the black hooker he paid the night before who was wearing that red, white, and blue?
Oh, yeah. Just put that on the flag one. Put it on.
Put it on.
He's just dropping N-bombs and shit, yeah. And the black guy doesn't care because he's getting paid and he's getting meth.
It's like a scene from Palindromes. If anybody's seen that, you know what it means.
So this guy apparently likes black dudes. He likes drug addicts. Black drug addict dude prostitutes. Look at that. I am the captain now. What a light bulb head looking motherfucker this guy is.
Yeah, that's clearly drug abuse when you look.
Wow. God damn. That's the entire. That's not the entire. That's three quarters of the cast of Black Hawk Down. Right there. Skinny's on the roof.
He's actually on his way to accept an award for Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah. Black Panther. He just flew in from Wakanda. So, this guy, rumor has it so far, I'm sure we'll find out as time goes on, that he gets these black prostitute dudes. He likes drugging them. And they like being drugged.
I believe anally, if I heard correctly.
And they, whoa!
Could be wrong.
And then he gives them the old what have you.
Yeah.
and that's their night. That's their night. I guess the majority of the times, they don't drop dead.
Yeah, usually they live.
They live, they leave, whatever. He's had himself a great night. The hooker guy leaves with some cash. It's a win-win.
Everybody's happy.
Right.
You don't have to cut up a man in a bathtub.
You're not, yeah, yeah.
Bury him in a bird sanctuary.
And then you got a crowd of protesters outside your house screaming that you're a racist or something. The guy's anything but a racist.
Yeah, I don't think racism is the problem.
No, I think the fact that he's got a proclivity for drug addicts.
Yeah.
That seems to be it. They want to paint this scenario like the rich white dude that is abusing these poor black guys, but they're all pieces of shit. They're all pieces of shit. Here's the protesters. He's a piece of shit. The dead black hooker dudes are pieces of shit. Right. They all deserve each other and, well, and what they get.
To take that away, you're saying that the black guy isn't able to make his own choices?
Right.
Because
yeah.
he is. He's done drugs. He decided, like, he's hit that point in a drug addict's life where you're like, all right, I got to suck a dick now. Yeah. Maybe I can moonwalk out of this.
Or yeah.
Just go full speed ahead. You go ludicrous speed and you let a man fuck your ass.
That's it. You realize. That's my density.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the line. There's the line between, getting sober and letting a fucking man jizz on your, or you jizzing on his fun tie.
I would consider that a life's crossroad right there.
It really is the fork in the road.
Where this could go one way or another. I could clean up my shit. I could finally, and then in the future, you're giving talks about that moment.
Yes.
Or you end up dead in some fucking rich dude's bed after he's railed your ass and shot you full of meth.
Well, and I've done drugs. They're great. Don't get me wrong. But how good is the high when you can still taste dick in your mouth? Like, is it that good?
I read that on a plaque on the wall once.
It really should.
How good is the high?
Because it's not like the guy's maybe even gay. He's just like, well, I got to... Gotta let this bow-tied fuck slam it in my anus if I wanna.
They can't be none too happy about it.
No.
But what are they gonna do?
But I mean, would you rather show up to, like, a filthy place? Or, you know, it seems like a nice house if you're gonna get butt-fucked.
If you're gonna get fucked in the ass, it's better by a rich white dude.
Yeah.
And in some shithole.
Or in prison.
In your shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't wanna... prison, right.
You don't want to get fucked in the prison toilet in your toilet.
Yeah. You should only be getting fucked in one shithole.
Yes.
In that instance, yours.
You want to try to make your surroundings as nice as possible.
Right.
And you've given up completely.
Yeah. One little bit of consolation to take away from the whole situation. Consolation for the situation.
I hope there's an ass-to-ass scenario with a dildo like the end of Requiem for a Dream.
And
he has to explain that. Just come and it's just two guys linked together.
You guys, just
finger trapped dead on the
floor. Lighting that fucking,
He needs to get himself some fentanyl testing strips.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to invest this kind of money in a whore, you might as well make sure your product's good.
Yeah, don't bring in these rookies that can't take their fucking dope.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a guy who can take dope and dick like take a pro. It.
And like I said, this guy's probably doing this all the time, so... His stats, I would imagine, aren't too bad when you're bringing, like, the whole thing is, if he was bringing in athletes or something, right. I'd be like, wow, two dead dudes in your bed. That's a problem.
Yeah.
He's bringing in people that look like they're on death's door anyway.
Well, he's bringing in male prostitute drug addicts.
Yeah. How bad does this guy want AIDS?
Dude, can you imagine if that condom break, there's only a thin layer of plastic between you and your own mortality.
That's if he's even using one.
Yeah, and he's probably not.
He's probably just fucking raw dogging these drug addict gay guys, which is like...
Just cream pieing drug addict AIDS assholes.
He is just on the road to AIDS, the old dirt road to AIDS.
Dropping kids off at the chocolate factory all day.
Where are these protesters? Let's hear what they had to say about this, because they're a little perturbed.
You mean, let's see what these Democrats have to say about this donor?
They've lost two of their own there in the black community. From a white dude.
You are right, though. He's got to be doing it every night for this.
Yeah.
These odds. Like he's
the odds are two of them.
This afternoon, it's where an investigation is underway after a man was found dead inside of an apartment. This is, in fact, the same apartment where a 26-year-old man died of a drug overdose back in 2017. That man was working as an escort at the time. The man who lives in the apartment is 65-year-old Ed Buck. He's a prominent West Hollywood activist and also a political donor. Prosecutors did not charge Buck in the 2017 death because of a lack of evidence. Buck's attorney says both victims were drug users who Buck was trying to help.
Help?
It is suspicious that this has happened twice now.
This is not a situation where Mr. Buck has caused the death. This is a situation where Mr. Buck has had longtime friends who unfortunately do not handle their life well then succumb when they are in the apartment of Mr. Buck.
Police say that the man who died is a black man in his 50s. His identity has not been released. We have no word yet on the
cause
of his death.
Black don't crack.
The family of Moore is going to hold a rally tonight at 7 o'clock outside of Buck's home to demand charges against him. Investigators say that Buck is not a suspect and is not in custody.
He's not a suspect?
Charges for what, though? Like until they do an autopsy and figure out everything, the toxicology, whether there was any trauma. You know, there's a bunch of things that have to be considered. Like I said, he's a drug addict, this guy, the black dude.
I'm going to guess animal abuse, though, because how many times do you think that golden retriever tried to put his paws over his ears?
Yeah, oh, stop.
Just like, it's this poor dog that can't, what does he want to hear, anal tearing?
He just starts howling because the black guy's howling, getting railed in the ass. Ooh.
Every time the guy grocery shops and brings home peanut butter, the dog just hides for days under a couch.
Oh, no, not this. The dog was found dead in his little doggy bed.
Yes, OD'd.
Yeah. But, this guy just seems like he picks up these prostitute guys. I love how he's trying to help them. Is that it?
Yeah. Oh, is that? Yeah, really? Yeah, because nothing screams help like coming.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, you need about 10 cc's of jizz pumped in your ass.
Yeah, let me help you by giving you drugs and coming up your asshole.
Yeah, no help.
Old hamburger helper, that's what they call me, because your ass looks like hamburger and I'm a helper.
But I wouldn't say the guy's responsible in any way for these deaths. He is taking advantage of people, and he's most likely a scumbag.
Well, and I mean, he is responsible for paying for sex.
Yeah.
That's what they could charge him with. But at the same time, when it comes down to it, if it's two consenting adults, who gives a shit?
What are you going to do? I don't see this guy being charged. And making it a race thing, like it's all black people in front of the place protesting. Just pick, you got to pick better martyrs.
Yeah, it's not a.
Got to pick better martyrs.
It's not a race thing. It's just he likes black ass.
Yeah.
What about he's getting them addicted to meth, it's saying, that they weren't on meth, and he would pay them to watch himself inject them with meth.
Oh.
And they would get addicted and die from it because he would want to keep doing it.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah. Oh.
Are those some of the allegations being.
Yeah, some personal journal of, I guess, a guy that didn't die but knew Ed Buck said that he had never had meth, and then Ed Buck would get off on watching other people do drugs, so he started getting addicted because he would let Ed inject him with meth.
Oh, shit. That could be a problem, then.
In fairness, though, Ed, I mean, you can say no.
You can say no, but...
I mean, it is creepy as fuck that a guy's like, let me give you some meth.
if it's determined that he was injected this guy with the lethal dose, he's pretty fucked.
Murder, yeah.
He's pretty fucked then, but... You know, calling for his immediate arrest before any investigation like that is done. I don't know. Like, if they find out the injection was done, like, in a part of his back, the guy could have a scratch.
That's true,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe in that case.
Yeah, or just, at some point during sex. Yeah.
Injection. Right in the neck.
Yo, hot beef meth injection.
Yes. Yeah, you inject it into your cock while you're fucking him in the ass. And then you come meth jizz.
Yeah, maybe he had.
In his ass. That's awesome. That's weirdo.
Oh, nothing like cranking one off, really.
Yeah.
Cranking.
That would be cranking some crank.
Cranking your
right into off. His ass.
I mean, frankly, I think all of them should just, it's fine. It's like we lost the national treasure.
What?
We lost some guy who was willing to fucking take meth in his arm or whatever for, how much was he paying him, 50 bucks maybe?
I don't know, it was probably a lot.
He's a wealthy guy.
Yeah. He's got pictures with all those politicians and everything, too, and he's a pretty big contributor to their campaigns. I wonder if they'll be giving back the money. some of
I bet they do. I bet they'll say, I don't want to take money from this kind of person.
They're known for not being very hypocritical, politicians and whatnot.
No, I think, they're going to do the right thing. They follow a strict moral code.
Well, Godspeed, black prostitute, that nameless black prostitute guy. Godspeed.
Can you imagine the feeling when your first black prostitute guy dies, but now it's number two?
God.
Oh, man.
The reports are he would pay between $100 and $1,000 to party and play, meaning get high, and take pictures of them reacting to the drugs.
Oh, wow. This could be an issue. Yeah, this could be a problem for this
He could just be like an adult Bill Nye.
Where he just wants to see
the reaction.
Experiment, the reaction. Yeah.
And the bow tie.
Yeah, and the bow tie. Dude, he's just a scientist.
Yeah, where you make you roll the guy over, and then you watch your jizz come out of his ass like one of those volcanoes that you make.
Yeah.
Baking soda vinegar volcano. Only it's jizz coming out of his ass.
It's a methy jizz foam.
This is our show.
And then he comes, up and laps it up like a dog or uses a straw.
Put a little more vinegar in there, and
he really wants a nice bubble before he eats.
It's like a science experiment.
Yeah, it's really. It's like a kid's fucking science fair.
Yeah.
You see all these volcanoes and one's just a bent over black guy with his asshole foaming. With a second place ribbon into it.
With Ed Buck pouring his jizz in right out of the tap.
Yeah. Oh, what do you put in to make it foam? Give me a minute.
Yeah, here you go.
Standing over it.
It's a cream pie.
Let me fuck.
They call it
the old cream
pie. The old cream pie. Here you go. There's this represents the.
Is this what they're gonna use in court to explain
there
it to the jury?
It is.
All right. Now, do you see how the meth and the jizz form a volcanic rupture?
That's odd. It looks like they're doing it in a vacuum chamber. But that looks like it would be done before the vacuum.
Could that bottle look more like a dick?
So now do they do the vacuum?
Pushing out the new vinegar, but my tube in the back is supplying new vinegar to it.
Oh, geez.
So it reacts better.
Your voice
okay,
helps.
Now let's see what this looks like under vacuum.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. I'm interested now. It's science.
All right.
Okay,
I would think
two teaspoons.
It's not going to be able to.
Okay, and I'm using the same amount of vinegar.
Wait, no, it's going to make a gas. The bubbles should be giant.
Let's get down to full vacuum.
Now I'm adding some party
and then I'll
drugs.
Pour the vinegar in.
If the reaction is making
a gas,
the bubbles should have no resistance of.
Okay, we're down to 0.1 atmospheres, almost there. You can see the dissolved air and the vinegar starting to dissolve out of it.
Is that bottle going to get hard or is it just going
to
stay limp like
now,
that?
About 0.05 atmospheres. Let's pour in the vinegar. I want to do it before the vinegar starts boiling, because I don't want it to boil out of my cup here. Okay. Baking soda and vinegar reaction in a vacuum. 3, 2, 1. Whoa.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, much bigger bubble. My hypothesis was correct. My hypothesis.
Just cuts to the guy.
This guy sounds so gay.
I was going to say, you probably the next experiment, his face is just covered in bubbles.
Yeah. Now I'm going to create a vacuum in my mouth.
Ready?
Now I need something to seal my lips around.
So I need to make sure I'm airtight. So I need something in the front and the back before I do this experiment.
There's something wrong with that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my, yeah.
I love science.
I do, too.
God damn. I was captivated by that.
It is interesting.
It's very interesting.
How you can just make something blow up like that?
I've been spending the past couple of weeks that I've been sick, like I it's very hard to fall asleep, and same shit on TV. So I've just been watching videos on atoms and molecules, and it's fucking fascinating. Do you know that most of everything in this whole world is nothing? Like, it's just empty space.
Yeah.
You look at an atom and think like, all right, you got your nucleus, and then your electrons are kind of, you know, all around it and shit. And the way they're drawn, you know, it's a pretty inaccurate. But if the nucleus of an atom average was the size of a golf ball,
one of the most intriguing is
the electron would be a mile away from the golf ball. Like, that's how much empty space. And when you make a molecule and those electron bands link together, that's like a mile away from each other, just two atoms. Why can't I just punch right through this fucking thing? Most of everything is nothing. It's like Seinfeld. It's a world about nothing.
Isn't it the electromagnetic force that stops?
Yes. That
I don't understand that either, but I just know that's the answer.
The bond in the nucleus between the protons and neutrons is insane. So that when that's why when you split them, they throw off a couple of neutrons and energy. Like the sum of a split atom is less than what it was in mass before it was split. So since you can't destroy matter, you can convert it to energy. And that's what happens in the tiniest little thing. It's like you can't even go like. Like that kind of energy. Yet, a baseball-sized piece of uranium is an atom bomb. That's how many fucking atoms are in there going through because two neutrons split four more. Then there's eight splitting 16 fucking. And then before you know it, you have this chain reaction that turns into a goddamn bunch of burnt-up Japanese people. It's fascinating stuff. And it's all around us, and we take it for granted.
It's true.
Crazy.
I am reminded of why I would skip science class to do drugs.
Maybe it's a better way to deal with it. I skipped science class, too. I learned all this shit after.
It's true. I am talking to a dropout as well.
I dropped out.
It all makes no sense to me. And I just, it's not that it doesn't sound interesting. Like, I do want to know how the bomb, like, just is made. But then, like, halfway to the explanation, I'm like, yeah, you make that.
Fuck it. Just make it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to see the end result.
I want to see it launch out of a silo.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care what the inner fucking workings of it are.
I'd like to. Yeah. I know that fire plus people equals hilarious. Yeah.
When people are running and burning and their shadows are being etched into a bridge because of the heat, you got me.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm there.
I am all about science.
But as far as the prep work goes, you have at it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I can't be bothered.
I remember like even getting a chemistry set as a kid. And even at, like, 6 years old, I'm like, which one of these will mix together? And then I found, like, a rope and would add a wick to it.
Yeah.
And then it never blew up. And I was like, this sucks.
It's disappointing when your chemistry set doesn't explode.
Yeah. Of course, I imagine the chemistry I had, set I had that was probably made in the 70s, was probably filled with some shit.
Pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
I had a couple of those growing up. I had the big trifold one where it was, like, that metal case. And you'd open it up, but another piece would fall out, and you had
holy
all kinds. Oh, I need some bromide, and then I'll take this. And it was always something like the vinegar and fucking baking
soda.
It's
like asbestos, fucking petroleum, quaaludes.
Well, here's some plutonium. We talked about that a while back, about some of the kits that used to be available back in the day.
I remember that.
There was like a nuclear one that had some radioactive shit.
It was like, make your own radiation at home, kids. Watch your teeth and hair fall out.
Geiger counter so you could hear the... And that's all that fucking radioactive shit coming off into you.
Look at this.
Yeah, that was the shit. Look, a balance scale for selling coke when you get older.
Look at the monster to the right.
At least it's accurate.
I used my chemistry set to make the first transgender.
She tried to make hair bleach. Failed miserably.
The next one's her kid's first funeral.
The Gilbert Uranium 238 Atomic Energy Lab.
Yeah, this
lab.
Was the
I
That's
Cloud
right, the
Chamber.
Gilbert Uranium 238 Atomic Energy Lab.
Gilbert's
Complete
Uranium 238.
Electroscopes, spintharoscope, Uranium 238 radioisotopes, alpha particle emitting lead 210, and polonium 210 radioisotopes.
Oh my
Beta
God.
Beta particle emitting ruthenium 106 radioisotopes, and gamma ray emitting
Something things aren't toys.
Uranium 238, for instance,
is a good example.
What could possibly go wrong?
That's a lot of atoms splitting.
The box is just a kid in a bow tie injecting it into his black friend. Money on the table.
Wow. The Tuskegee children. Yeah. Rarely heard about the Tuskegee children.
What I love is they just showed lawn darts. Those are ones I
Oh, yeah. Those are other ones that were. You just throw them at each other.
Right. Like there were people that were just killed at a picnic.
Yeah.
Because of the game.
I was just watching, of course, an episode of The Sopranos the other day where Alfie Cifaretto's son, they were playing a game with his friend where he just shoot an arrow in the air and he have a box with a target on it. And he's like, and then the next shot is him with an arrow through his fucking shoulder. Kids would, that's what they would do with lawn darts, just throw them at each other. That's some crazy fucking shit right there.
Roman candles or bottle rockets.
Yeah, here it is. Look at this shit. Look at these maniacs.
So funny.
Yeah! He turns his head to it the last minute. Yeah.
Ah, I'm scrubbing my toenails. What's it? What, I get you a little shrapnel?
What? For Christ's sakes, what?
This guy's good in everything he's in.
Oh, dude.
Fucking Joey Pants.
Joey Pants.
Joey No Pants right there. Yeah, this was fucked up.
I was glad the marathon was on the other day with his episodes.
Yeah.
I was watching the
marathon.
Shut up.
This is the only time you feel bad for him.
I don't. Nobody move him. Don't touch him, okay?
Because he's so...
I got to get help.
When he's going out with the stripper that he winds up killing on the guardrail.
Yeah.
That cute girl. And she's at the house with him, and Syl comes over because she missed work. She missed work at the Bing a couple of days, and she starts saying something to Syl, and Syl just punches her in the face. And they cut to Ralphie looking out the window, and he's like, he's just the girl that's been with you in your house for a few days, fucking you and having fun and everything. She gets belted by Syl, and what do? You peek out the window laughing. It's just a bunch of sociopaths. I can't get enough.
He was like the biggest sociopath of them all on that show.
Mental patient. Yeah. Just didn't give a shit. I don't know.
That was a girl.
She slipped. I don't know. He's got his hand in the ice. Yeah. Oof. What do you say? First, she was a hooah.
Yeah. And then it turns out he likes to get a strap-on taken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sister.
Yeah, yeah. Here she is.
Yeah. For you?
Look at the tits on her, dude.
Give me a break. Yeah. In 2 seconds, I could get a job at any other...
Listen to me, you little bouquet. You pay what you owe, that shaved part of yours belongs to me. You understand? I asked you a question. Yeah, now get in the car.
What a fucking body on that girl. Body like a thoroughbred, but those choppers, oof.
Oh, boy.
Oof. And then she got braces.
Dying laughing still.
He's laughing his ass off. That Syl punched her in the face. That was my girlfriend's fucking yoga instructor. Yeah. We were watching The Sopranos one night, and Missy goes like, holy shit, I think that's my yoga instructor. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And then she like went the next day, checked out her name and everything. It's like, yeah, it was a yoga instructor. She's got nice tits on her.
Yeah, good for her. Sure.
She had a great body on her. They show her a few times in a. She's wearing awkward swimsuit thing at the club while they're all getting blowjobs and everything. It's just really awkward.
It's gonna be so strange to read those sides and still go out for the role. Though.
And you're like, this is, I'm going for it.
So I do get a line. It's like, yeah, you kind of do before you get belted in the face.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Does it empower women?
Yeah, it is odd. The marathon was on the other day, and we decided to just put it on in the background and kind of have it there while we were playing video games and whatnot. Yeah. And it's like you could just get it on demand and let it roll, but there's something different about just watching it while it's on a marathon.
Yeah.
Like Twilight Zone's the same thing, and Honeymooners are the thing. You could get those anywhere and just watch them, but there's some communal thing knowing it's being watched by other people at the same time that we just want – I don't know what that is.
I don't either. No, there's some woman in Texas who just told me about it, and I immediately was like, oh, it's on HBO right now? And I jumped. Yeah, I think it's because it's, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. It's special.
It is. It's a communal thing, I think.
HBO's making your choice for you like they used to do back
back in the day. They, you don't have a choice. You watch whatever the fuck they put on.
The one with the Russian? He was an interior decorator.
Oh, that's hilarious. He worked for the interior ministry. He killed 10 Chechnyans.
Yeah.
He killed 10 Czechoslovakians. He was an interior decorator. His phone signal was all fucking...
They're eating frozen ketchup in a van they found.
I know. I killed him. Half his fucking head came off. And more sociopathic shit like that.
I lost my fucking shoe.
My shoe? I'm going to die out here. That is one of the fucking funniest episodes.
Dude, I love that episode.
They are just... A couple of take them out of their Jersey, Newark, whatever, Camden, Lodi bullshit, and they're useless.
Yeah, they don't know
they won't survive a night.
Yep,
like that's it. They had no survival instincts as far as that goes.
Yeah.
You know,
one of the best parts of that series is where they go to Italy. And Paulie keeps calling it gravy, and all the real Italians are just looking at them like what pieces of shit they all are.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's unintentionally Paulie's funny. So, you just read the room, and they're like, they all hate these people.
Yeah, Paulie's all in. He finally sees it and gets annoyed because he wants to be part of the whole thing. So he's got his espresso. He's sitting at the table, and he's like, and the people don't look at him. He's like, puts on that Paulie fucking pissed face.
She just posted this picture an hour ago to her Instagram.
Really?
Oh, no way!
Yeah!
Surprise fans have been so sweet. I'm posting another pic from my disposable camera from my time on set. Here's Tracy and Ralphie while they were still in the honeymoon phase of their love. Joey Pants was a rad. He got me dope Hollywood agents. I bet he did.
Mm.
But I'm still happy you all cheered when Ralphie got dismembered. And seriously, those... okay. Yeah, well, good for it. Let me see. Oh, look at that. Little Gandolfini shot. Yeah, she was very fucking good looking in that... there's a young picture of her, I guess. No. Of course. And oh, there she is doing her yoga.
She's doing the old tit brick.
Yeah, you gotta roll. She's rolling the ball on her tit, on her ample tit. Oh, do we get to hear her?
You might want to consider taking the level one yoga tune-up teacher training with me at Kripalu this March. And number 9 is because you have gobs of untapped creativity.
Oh. Wow.
I believe
I have gobs of untapped jizz that I'd like to spray on those tits.
That funny.
How about that? How about those gobs?
They leave gobs all over your face.
Put those braces back on. I like when she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And it's Ralphie's. She's trying to talk over her braces. I'm pregnant. It's Ralphie's. Oh, we'll have the white picket fence. Yeah. And we could tell the kid that your mother was a little fucking whore. That, oh, no. What happened? I thought we were having a good time.
Doesn't he beat her so they don't have the baby?
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, to death.
Smashing her head on the guardrail outside the bank.
That's right, yeah.
That's when he comes in because his hand's all fucked up.
That's when Tony's like, she was just a girl.
He's like, he puts it in the, he takes the champagne out of the ice bucket, puts his hand in, and he's like, oh. I don't know. She fell down. She hit her head. Just woo!
Just killed a woman and his baby.
And his baby. Not even a what? Barely a girl. You know. It just fantastic. But yeah. Oh, good to see she's doing well. She just posted that. I guess she did. She post a lot of Sopranos things.
I would
just
assume
those
the
two pictures.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I feel like the power agent she got weren't that good.
No, I didn't see many other parts.
No, because it's been 20 years.
Yeah. There's the clips of her in the Bing while she's dancing are fucking exquisite. You got any of those? Might as well. If we're going to look at her, we might as well.
She clearly takes great care of herself. She still looks great.
Yeah, that's probably why, you know? She was in some dandy shape.
Oh, I bet. Take her yoga class.
I brought you some bread, Tony.
I'd like to just smell her mat.
Been told,
Oh my,
that's not horrible.
How you doing, sweetie?
Good, good. I took Danny to the doctor, like you said.
He's so pathetic.
My son?
Oh yeah, right, right. How's he doing?
Like, he gives a fuck what some stripper is saying about her kid.
Glad to hear.
Yeah, by the way, Scylla's always dressed in the most exquisitely douchey attire.
Oh, my God. Look at the fucking...
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Wow.
Well, what do you think?
About what? What am I looking at?
My teeth. I got braces.
What, you want a parade? Oh, what did I tell you about fraternizing?
I'm not. I was just showing Tony my braces.
Yeah? Well, I didn't shell out three crackers for you to be modeling your teeth. Get to work. Come on. Anything else?
It's so fucking funny. Here he goes, buddy.
Ralphie's the one sticking her. Why don't he pay for her teeth? It's a loan. I'm juicing her. Usually it's fake kids they want. Yeah, well, she don't need those. That's for sure. My kids are thoroughbred. But my own, those choppers. Fucking train wreck.
Yeah, look at that shit. Yoga instructor. Natural beauties right there. Oh, good for her.
Yeah, that is impressive. The other one is not natural.
No, no. That girl's body is fucking, like, insane.
Too bad she did.
Good for us that we got to just watch that.
Yeah, it's nice to just put that on and pretend it's for something. Aren't most strip clubs bottomless now? Like, haven't we gotten to that point? I haven't been to one in so long.
I'm not sure. I think they fucking... like, they can't serve booze if they're bottomless or some shit like that. It's bring your own booze, which is really... It's bad enough getting out of the car and walking into those places. Now you got a bottle with you.
I don't know, though. If I was still drinking, I'd rather just walk in with my own six-pack, though, instead of be like, I'll pay this guy $13.50
paying for a fucking, yeah, $20 a bottle for a beer.
Yeah, it really depends. I would imagine the real Bada Bing would not have women that beautiful.
No, just Jersey.
Off the
I got a buddy of mine that goes to the strip club that was the Bada Bing, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Says, oh, you got to come and check it out. It's pretty good. But why am I going to go to Jersey for a fucking strip club?
Do they make it the Bada Bing?
No, it's called something else. I don't know what it is. Anyone remember that? Of course, E-Rock knows.
I would have changed it.
No, it's not far from where I live. It's called Satin Dolls.
Satin Dolls.
Oh, that's a chain, I believe, like a Taco Bell.
But yeah. I think that's the original.
Oh, that's
Satin Dolls.
It's on Route 80 in
Satin Dolls.
I forgot what part of Jersey.
Yeah.
There's a few of those chain ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget the one that's around the country I always see.
Spearmint Rhino?
Well, there is Spearmint Rhino in LA. That's nice if you want a stripper to talk to you about how she's an actress for an entire lap dance.
All you got
to
do...
All these ones used to advertise on regular radio all across the country. Yeah. Them, well, Rachel's was another one.
I bet porn being free is...
The Motley Crue song, Girls, 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 and then you run through all those strip clubs in your head.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seventh Bell, okay.
Rick's Cabaret is another one. Yeah,
place in Atlanta.
There's a Shea Robert in Detroit.
Hotels.
Booby Trap, where a very famous comic rented a car, and I'm not going to say who it was, fucked a stripper and ended up getting the rental car shot at by her pimp.
Ooh, sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, it was an interesting night.
Yeah, that's a fun night.
They're all whorehouses.
Shot at.
Yeah. It's when they bring you into the private room.
Yeah.
You know, for the no sex.
Uh-huh.
I guess that never happens.
For the no sex part of the night that you pay through the nose for.
In an 8 Mile strip club. Apparently when you don't pay them, their pimp will come after you.
I never understood that whole thing, like the rules legally of a strip club. It's like, it's a strip club. There's money going back and forth. There's booze. There's nude girls and guys. Just open it up for fucking blowjobs and fucking and.
Well, it already is, and it's like just make it legal.
Let's just stop with the fooling around.
We've all seen, dude. I've seen people getting blown. Not me, honestly, but in a strip club where I was at a bachelor party, and like one dude's just getting blown like in the open, and I'm like, all right, well, this is weird.
It's awesome.
It all depends on states too. Like some places have where it has to be a juice bar in order for them to be naked.
Yeah.
Like they can't serve alcohol. Juice. Yeah.
I was in Ohio in. It was like Flag City.
So it was already bullshit.
I know, right? It was Flag City, and it was or something like that. And it was a place called
about the L.
Well, it was called Woolly Bullies, and there was no strip club in town. But when we were doing a comedy show, and they're like, just so you know, at 11:30, this turns into a strip club.
Oh,
they had the permit, so they just bring out a stage, and then on the bowling alley floor, there's just strippers out of nowhere.
Awesome.
So the Woolly. It was really a nice treat that evening.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
The guy was opening a place called The Laughing Barrel, where the tables were shaped like barrels, and that lasted 11 minutes.
Oh, my God. Who thinks of this hacky bullshit?
Walked in, he's like, what do you think? I'm like, yeah, it's really good
Laughing Barrel, and the tables are barrels.
Yeah.
We got another idea. What if we put monkeys in the barrel?
You like that?
Now it's barrel of monkeys.
And then what if we fuck them and give them Xanax?
Talking of bad ideas, remember one time when we were at K-Rock, they gave us strip poles and like a mini stage for the studio, but nobody was allowed to be naked.
Yeah.
They could dance in bikinis or something.
Yeah, they completely fucking trashed everything we wanted to do by that point. Yeah, oh, here's a stripper pole, guys. Cool, we'll invite some girls. Yeah, no. Oh, good, good. Well, I'm Pat from Munaki. Spin around on the pole a few times.
And you know what we got in the most trouble for? Fez.
Hey.
When Fez, they did their run-ins.
Yeah.
And Fez started working the pole. And that apparently was a problem.
Really?
I
never understood what their issue was.
Is it a germ thing? Like a hygiene thing?
I think it was because they were with us when it was free FM. They had their own FM component.
When
we went back to K-Rock, they weren't employed there anymore.
Right.
So when we would have them come over, for some reason, management would get upset. But it was one of the best things. Fez working the stripper pole was hysterical.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Old days.
So I would rather lick a fucking stripper pole than even put my finger to a subway pole.
Ugh. Yeah, I will wash my hands the second I get to any type of water.
Oh, yeah.
After being in the subway.
I carry hand sanitizer.
And I'm not like a crazy hand washer guy. Like, you know, you need some germs to get on you so you could fight them. but like the subway is I'm not fucking with that.
Dude, people are mutants. Like, I've noticed that. Yeah. Like, they're just mutants. Like, there's no way you're a person.
Most people, especially down on the subways, disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh, did you see the video I made? It's at about 145,000 hits on Twitter right now.
I fucking love this. I was just reciting it last night.
It's so hard not to.
I couldn't stop saying it.
It's if Charlie was Haitian.
Yeah, yeah. Now you left here.
I walked out of here.
This was right out on the 35th.
Right outside. I walked out of here, turned, and right at the payphone, all I hear is, you got a stinky pussy. Your pussy is stinky. We can hear the volume. He's great.
Yeah.
I had to stop and film it.
Your mother's pussy stink, and then your pussy stinks. Your mother's pussy stink. Your mother's pussy stink, and then your pussy stink.
And then your pussy stink.
Your mother's pussy stink.
In the kitchen.
Go wash your teeth. Go wash your pussy. Your pussy stink. Inside your pussy stink.
Inside
your pussy stink. Bitch, hooker, nasty bitch. Can you go back to the kitchen? Can you go back to the kitchen? Bitch, hooker, bitch. Can you go back to the kitchen? Your mother's pussy stink. Your mother's pussy stink. And then your pussy stink.
And then your pussy
stink. Go wash your pussy. Your pussy stink.
That's only a 47 second. And I'm sorry I didn't record it sideways, but I was trying to be incognito because
that's fine.
He was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Your mother pussy stink.
There's like little.
And then your pussy stink.
And dude, there's little kids like walking by them and shit. Like parents just and I.
He didn't.
I'm just walking by and all I hear him is screaming. And then your mother pussy stink and your pussy stink
and your pussy stink.
Wash your pussy in the sink because it stink.
And then your pussy. What was that thing he was saying when he went? I couldn't understand that part of it.
I think he said, "You go to the kitchen. You go back to the kitchen.
Oh,
your pussy.
Your
stink.
Pussy. Your mother pussy stink, and then your pussy stink.
Your pussy stink. I want sandwich from the kitchen. Your and then your pussy stink."
I'm glad he found a payphone in New York City. Very hard to find these.
I didn't
days
know they existed, but
in
if
order
you're
to get
gonna
that message,
you know, let somebody know their pussy stinks. It's a good thing to.
The one that was right next to him before the holidays had a big pile of shit that was there for days.
Yeah, their
it's
bathrooms
gone now,
too.
But it there was a huge pile of human shit.
Yeah,
just really, sitting in front of the phone.
Because in that phone there was one yesterday too.
You know, back in the olden days, you can only imagine New York City, the amount of amazing deals and other things that happened over the payphone in New York City. I got the part.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the stock just split or something. It's like, and now it's relegated to your mother pussy stink.
What? Can you imagine Alexander Graham Bell?
Yeah.
One day a Haitian will be able to use this to let his girlfriend and girlfriend's mother know their pussy stinks. That's
Watson, come quickly. Your mother's pussy stink. Watson, your pussy stink.
And now we take you to the first Alexander Graham Bell phone call. Your pussy stinks.
Your pussy stink.
Your pussy.
Hello, Sarah? Your pussy stink.
All right.
Your mother's pussy stink.
You have a collect call from your pussy stink.
Your pussy stink.
Do you accept the charges?
Hello? Your pussy stink.
We have.
Your mother's pussy stink.
KL5437, please. Your pussy stinks.
Put me through to Murray Hill 7-6503. Your pussy stink.
Your mother's pussy stinks.
There he was, right there on 35th.
You have Bob, we had a baby, eats a boy, and your mother's pussy stinks.
We had a baby, eats
you remember
a boy
that one? Stupid ass commercial. It's Bob, we had a baby. Oh, no, we don't accept the charges.
Yeah,
it's
collect
Bob,
call
they had
from
a baby, it's a boy.
Had a baby, it's a boy.
This is the new spokesperson for fucking 1-800-COLLECT.
Yeah.
Because that's really who it would appeal to. Get one of their own.
Oh, shit.
I could not stop laughing. And people were looking at me like a couple people started figuring out after I did. But everybody's looking at me like it's crazy. And I'm like, I have to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
What was that song? Was it a Stevie Wonder song that used to be part of the telephone campaign for a while?
It was I Just Called to Say I Love You.
I just called to say your mother pussy stink. I just called to say, and your pussy stink.
I just called to say, get in the kitchen, wash your pussy and sink.
Wash your pussy. Your pussy stink, and then your mother's pussy stink. I love you.
I just called to say, your pussy stink.
Hello. Is it your pussy stink?
Yes. Your mother's pussy stink. Have you ever seen... Have you ever seen, the movie High Fidelity with John Cusack? And
oh, yeah.
Black, where he's in the record store and it's just a guy trying to buy that record for his daughter. Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, we don't have it. Sorry. Do you even know your daughter? He's just fucking berating the guy.
Yeah.
I just called to say...
Your pussy stinks. I just called to say how much your pussy stinks.
And that your mother's pussy stinks.
Just say your pussy stinks. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
I was going to say brush your teeth and your pussy stinks. Because he slides in a brush your teeth real quick. Just brush your teeth, wash it in the sink, your pussy stinks.
We're all connected. Your mama's pussy stink.
Oh, what a feeling. Pussy stinking on the ceiling. Shit.
Dude, he could have so many hits.
Oh, yeah. Your mother pussy stink.
Now, please welcome your mother pussy stink.
Your pussy stink.
This is well, vibrating.
That's fucking hilarious. It is amazing what you see out on the street.
I think I want to just start recording people as much as possible when they're doing stuff
yeah,
like that.
Just
maybe
doing
just
shit like that.
Make a nice video, you know, collage.
Yeah.
Of just the wonderful things I get to see in New York.
Yep.
We had one woman, the first time I came to do your show, actually, I was checking in at the Belvedere, and on the stairs is a woman with a cigarette in her mouth just taking a piss down the steps.
Isn't it fantastic?
Dude, what are we doing? Like, I think it should be okay if we treat some people like, well, how can I put it? Dust you just sweep under the rug?
Right. It's okay.
Just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it.
Like, there's a movie called Maximum Exposure, which I know I bring up movies plenty.
Sorry.
With Gene Hackman and Hugh Grant, where, like, Hugh Grant tries to stop Gene Hackman because he's testing drugs on all these, like, you know, street bums in New York.
Right.
And it's kind of like, well, yeah, if he fixes cancer, I mean,
so be it.
Isn't it kind of, I mean, who cares?
I'd rather that than a bunny.
Right.
Or a puppy or a kitten.
Yeah, like, I like dogs and puppies.
Yeah.
The woman who pisses down a stairwell or staircase with a cigarette in her mouth.
Yeah.
I don't care if you kill her.
Who gives a fuck?
It's fine. She had her chance.
There's, it is kind of difficult sometimes to film something with your phone because you don't want to.
There are plenty of comments about you.
Well, yeah.
And like, you know, your boss got in trouble for this guy.
No, I was just taking, I wasn't trying to hide my camera. A giant cannon fucking. Right. What you doing, motherfucker? Take my picture. Oh, sorry. You're in frame. It's called Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's called Times Square, the most photographed place on earth.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. It's literally the most photographed place on earth. You happen to be in my frame.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a fucking camera that makes a noise.
Well, they don't use logic. That's why even if this guy turned around and was like, are you taping me? It's like, I'm sorry, am I violating your rights when you're screaming pussy over
pussy.
And over again?
Let her pussy stink.
In the presence of children and tourists.
Oh, could you see if he was really polite, though? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I was being, your pussy stinks.
Yes,
pussy. And then your mother pussy stinks.
I did not know how loud I was being. I was overreacting.
But it really stinks. You ever see a girl with really stinky
pussy? Goes back to his job at McDowell's.
Tell her her pussy stinks for me.
Tell her for her.
Please.
Tell her
on the phone.
Listen, guy just walked by. He agree. Your pussy stink.
Your pussy stink.
Tell him.
Smell it through phone.
He can smell your pussy. You know how bad Manhattan smells? To smell your pussy through a phone line?
Even worse.
If you pussy was a scratch and sniff, be the worst selling book of all time. I said
you
it.
Never want to scratch.
Nope.
You scratch and sniff pussy, don't even have to scratch.
Nope.
Comes right through scratch stuff.
Yep. It's like worst winning lottery ticket.
Am I supposed to be seeing something in my monitor?
I don't know. I'm just watching that monitor. Is there a read? I have to piss.
There it is.
Woman on the steps you go of the Belvedere. All right, I'll be right
you go
back.
Take a leak. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL playoffs are underway. What an exciting week it has been. Your last chance to get lucky this season is here. Last weekend was a great opportunity. Make some big bucks if you picked correctly. But let me ask you this. How would you like to double your money guaranteed? Mm-hmm. When you register with the promo code KumiaBall right there on BetDSI.com, you can double your money instantly. You know the only thing BetDSI needs?
What's that?
A kitten named Six. Like little Gino's kitten. It's so adorable. I hate that Gino has this cute factor in his videos. Oh, do I hate it.
It
bites him.
Yeah, with the camera. It like bites him and paws him.
Yeah.
And
it was he was talking about the college game in the latest video, and the kitten's just next to him cleaning its paw like really aggressively, and he goes, "There's the logo, the paw," and the cat goes, "Gah," and just leans over and bites him, and it's like that is fucking hilarious. It's hilarious.
What wasn't hilarious was 15 minutes before Gino texted me, my cat loves Alabama, all exclamation marks, all caps. So I bet Alabama. I go home and I see on Instagram, the cat picks Clemson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It made an audible.
Yeah.
That's what he texted me. He goes, six made an all called an audible and changed.
He didn't let me know until after. Yeah.
Well, that's why, for cuteness, you go to the Gino videos because of the wonderful six. For accuracy and getting paid, you want to go to BetDSI. Double your money right there, your first deposit. You start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. Use that promo code KumiaBall. When it comes to football, BetDSI has got odds on everything you could ever want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all those other global sports. I don't even know what that is. What? Afghani juggling? Is that a global sport? Can I bet that? Even politics. Celebrity, is there an over-under on how long Trump's speech will be today? It's supposed to be 8 minutes tonight. Maybe there's an over-under. I don't know.
Checking.
But BetDSI, go there. You see what they have a line on. They got a line on everything. BetDSI has been online for 20 years, built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment, combined with excellent mobile interface so you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com today. Use that promo code KumiaBall, and you're already winning. You won already. Double that bankroll right away. That's promo code KumiaBall. Get in on the action. Get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines like some bumbling buffoon. The season's winding down. Be in it. Win it. Enjoy the games that much more when you play and bet on BetDSI.com. Look at that. We love BetDSI, don't we? Yes, we do. I was talking about some science shit before, and I wanted to talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson about some stuff, and he's been on the show and everything. So I get in touch with Allie, and I'm like, could you get Neil on the show? And she's like, well, he's yeah. he's not doing any interviews, and he's not. And it's like, no, I know about that stuff. I don't want to talk to him about that. I won't ask him one question about sexual bullshit. I want to talk atoms and molecules with the motherfucker. I just want to talk science with the guy. Everyone else would be like, Neil deGrasse Tyson's on today. So, Neil. I'm like, no, let's talk about fucking that fucking electron bonding and the fact that atoms they're searching for stability, just like all of us. Isn't that true, people? We're all searching for stability. The atom does the same thing. And that's why it links up with certain things, is to make it more stable.
It needs a friend?
Yes, like a friend.
Or
and
a lover.
I wanted Neil deGrasse Tyson on so we could discuss that. But apparently he's embroiled in some kind of sexual misconduct.
He won't do any interviews because
I wouldn't bring up anything about that. I just want to talk science with
you
the guy.
Genuinely would. I know.
I genuinely just want to talk science with the guy. And
I was just talking to somebody about that where I was like, no, Anthony would seriously talk science with him. It's just convincing the guy to actually come on.
Come on. And I guess Nat Geo shelved Star Talk, his show, because of these allegations. It's bullshit. I mean, you saw the fucking thing. A girl had a tat on her arm. He was like, oh, what do you got there? Or she even said, I have the solar system, and he's lifting up her shirt to see the rest of it, and everything was fine and dandy. And then when all this bullshit happens with everybody, now she's got to come forward and go, oh, he touched me inappropriately. Get out of here. Neil's been here. He's been on the show. He rents the studio out and everything. And he just seems like a regular guy. There's women that work with him. He's a dude.
Remember he was touching Allie's boobs? It was totally normal.
He was trying to see if what the mass of her boobs were and use it in some kind of a formula.
Some water displacement test or
something? Right. You dip the breast in water and see how much is displaced.
How much volume they take up.
Yeah. Yeah, you simply inject the titties with meth and see if they live.
Right. And then put her to bed and hope she wakes up.
Thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, poor motherfucker. It's just beyond all reason that that all that shit's happening.
Well, it's not just that, too. They took StarTalk down for a while, but he also has, I think in the spring, his return of Cosmos. He's doing a second season, which is Nat Geo and Fox together. That's already shot and done. So that's probably going to, and that costs a lot of money to make. So that probably is going to be sitting off the schedule until all this is cleared.
It's not. It's not even stuff that's happened on Earth, Cosmos. Can't we leave that here on Earth, the Me Too stuff and everything, and just, you know, space is space. Let them talk about space. That's fucking awesome.
I think
awesome.
You should be able to rape anybody you want in space.
In space? How far do these laws go?
Yeah, we don't got land rules. That's why I built a rape copter.
Do you think... I think you got to get a little higher.
Oh, do you do?
Like, how far do the rules go?
Like, showing up to that sex plane over Vegas with somebody bound and gagged?
Or international waters.
Yeah, international waters.
8 miles offshore.
That's why I have a rape boat.
A rape boat. The rape boat.
It's just...
Soon we'll be making another run. Your mother's pussy stink.
And then your pussy...
And then your pussy stink, too.
Get in the kitchen and wash it in the sink. Your pussy stinks. Rape boat.
Neil deGrasse Tyson as Isaac.
Do you... Are there like space... Like, could you have killed someone on the space station? And then you'd be like, laws, your laws don't apply up here. We're in space, motherfucker. I bet they got to sign some contract before they go out there and go, the rules of the fucking country still apply.
What if Buzz just took out fucking Neil Armstrong? He would just leave his body there.
I'm first, bitch.
Yeah, just shanks him as he's like second.
Oh, yeah. Fucking jumps
on it before him.
Blood's just fucking bubbles of blood.
He's using the...
sucking him up like Kool-Aid.
He's using the space tools to dig a grave.
buries him on the moon.
Yeah, puts the flag in him.
And then just goes, later, bitches.
Isn't that Star Trek VI?
Yeah, something like that. It was. The blood, the whole thing. Right, it was purple
Someone
blood.
Someone fired
they
the
were
phaser.
Both filmed in a studio.
Blood. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I want to see that movie, that First Man.
I do, too.
I think it's available now on Deep Discount.
Boom.
So I'll check it out.
Just not
there.
Today, I'm saying that.
I saw it was available on Amazon, so I'm assuming it's available at Deep Discount. So I'll just buy it at Deep Discount. That's what I do. I'm not going to go and fucking rent it.
Yeah, you can buy anything. The King of Detroit is also available.
That's right.
At Deep Discount.
The King of Detroit.
Take a look.
Watch it. Very funny. Kevin Spacey, speaking of space and perverts.
Yes.
It's Kevin Spacey.
You should have been grabbing those people out in space.
Yes. I never heard this allegation until today. Producer of House of Cards says that Kevin Spacey drugged and raped Justin Bieber.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, they are.
It's a great picture. Look at the picture they found of Justin Bieber.
Justin's crying, and Kevin Spacey's just like, hey, he's got a nice ass. What do you want from me?
He looks like he just finished saying Bang Bros into a camera.
Oh.
Just a jizz-soaked Bieber face. Look at Kevin. He looks like he's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh.
Kevin Spacey is a well-known sexual predator who boasted... it's what it says right there. He's a well-known sexual predator.
Well-known sexual predator, which is not actor.
No. Well-known sexual predator. Drugging and raping Justin Bieber when he was underage, according to House of Cards producer, who warns that Spacey's behavior makes Harvey Weinstein look like a choir boy. Well, those choir boys are known to... into some shit. I don't think that's a good analogy. Actually.
A lot of the ultra boys are known for getting fucked pretty good.
Right. Getting a good dickin'. I'm not trying to play down what Harvey is accused of doing, the production staffer said. No name here, by the way. But his victims were adults. Kevin has spent decades using his power and influence to fraternize with young, often underage boys. Is this story fake? It's a pretty serious allegation to put up as parody or satire.
I bet you him and Brian Singer on the set of The Usual Suspect had a real mini sausage fest.
Jesus.
The date on this story is Halloween 2017.
Oh, it is. I thought it was an older story.
Yeah.
Multiple sources claim Justin Bieber and Zac Efron were aggressively pursued by Kevin Spacey and Hollywood director Bryan Singer when they first entered the entertainment industry as preteens. Justin Bieber.
Just feverishly jerking off to High School Musical. Get my agent on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm having a soiree tonight.
Well, this was something that came up, though. The Star Trek actor Anthony Rapp accused Spacey of attempting to molest him when he was 14.
Yes, yeah.
He picked me up like a groom picks up a bride over the threshold, Anthony Rapp told BuzzFeed.
Sounds like he picked you up like a bowling ball.
But I don't, like, squirm away initially because I'm like, what's going on? And then he lays down on top of me. He was trying to seduce me. I don't know if I would have used that language, but I was aware he was trying to get me sexually. Wow. So apparently he
wasn't like
drugged and raped.
This is fake, the Bieber thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just seeing every stuff is coming up saying it's fake.
Something. What if the something that says it's fake is fake?
Is it Snopes?
Drugged and raped. Producer. Bryan Cranston?
The only hit for it is that one site that article.
Yeah, this
from.
Would have been huge.
Huge, yeah.
You know what, though? I'm going with it.
Me too.
I'm going to be the second source on this one. Yes, Kevin Spacey drugged and raped Justin Bieber.
I didn't see it, but I heard it.
Right. Yeah, I heard that same sound at the Penn State locker room.
Yeah.
That smacking of young boy buttocks.
Imagine if you were just there taking a shower and they didn't notice you. Oh. Just all you hear.
That's the creepiest part of that story is that he heard a smacking sound that was definitely a boy butt his thighs.
A little anal tear.
In a wet shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get that.
Can you imagine how loud that was to hear, though, to go check it out?
Because it echoes in a shower.
Yeah.
Big Penn State shower.
Yeah, you really want to hear it when you're...
Yeah.
Fucking a wet fucking teenager.
You'd think you'd be a little more discreet.
Dude, the shower.
The showers at Penn State.
Right. Well, you might as well just do it on the field in front
Someone
of everybody.
Someone might come in.
Yeah, you might as well just pour Gatorade on them and make them suck your cock.
Right?
Dude, what was it? Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paterno, whose statue did they take it down or did they just turn it other way?
They took it down. Yeah, it was a big. That was it for him. That was it. Like he was the name in college football. That was
he was considered one of the greatest.
The greatest. Yeah, that was
time.
It. And then it just was like, all right, yeah, take the statue down. That's it.
And now he's over considered Jenny. An excellent keeper of secrets.
Right. Now he's the I'm no cock blocker guy.
That really is what it was.
Yeah. You didn't want to cock block his buddy Sandusky.
I mean, he was about to come. I didn't want to ruin it for him.
he heard it getting faster.
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
I know Jerry. That's him ready. Well, he's ready to blow. He's ready. Another poor lad.
All you see is Paterno just going with a clap along with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like Charles S.
Slow
Dutton
clap.
And Rudy. Yeah, the slow. It's like
you
the end.
Build it up.
Yeah, basically, that kid.
You go!
That kid. Sandusky's anal rape sounded like an airport scene in an 80s movie.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's fake, but we're billing it as true.
Yep, we're going to say he raped, drugged and raped Justin Bieber.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, Joy Behar. Again, this idiot on The View.
You mean gorgeous woman?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Mm.
President Trump is giving a speech, a little 8-minute, it's supposed to be, speech on the border wall and border security. And... the situation down there at the border. And he says yesterday, he goes, I'm giving this speech tomorrow. So I'm letting the news know they could broadcast this. He'd obviously like to get out to the most people possible. And the liberals lost their fucking minds. He's the liar. We can't just allow him to be on the news. Oh, yeah, because the news. Ooh.
Yeah. The president's so rarely on the news.
Right, right. It's like, well, he's a liar. So we want to be able to fact check him before it just goes out live. They actually want, like, some of people just want them not even to broadcast it.
Right.
Others want a delay so they could punch out of it and, like, explain what he's saying. This, by the way, is why Donald Trump has a Twitter.
Yes.
For all the people that hate that Donald Trump tweets, this is why. Because left to their own devices, the liberal mainstream media would just not fucking tell you what he says or completely twist it around. This is a presidential address on a subject that has part of the government shut down right now. And it's a very important election issue. And they're questioning whether they should air it because you don't like the guy. You don't like the that he said, grab her by the pussy. Why? You can't not broadcast the president. It's never happened.
Grab her by the pussy.
Yeah.
It stinks.
It stink. Her stinky grab her by pussy.
Sorry, I can't stop.
It's one of these situations where it's never been done. The president's been picked up by the networks when he gave an Oval Office speech or an address, State of the Union. And if you worried about him lying, I remember the news actually broadcasting, I never had sex with that woman.
Yep.
Monica Lewinsky. Never. Not once.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember, if you like your insurance company, you could keep it. I remember, if you like your doctor, you could keep it. I remember all these bullshit things that were on the news that no one had to rebut. No one came on. No one dumped out of them saying it because it was they had to fact check it first. But Donald Trump, they just hate this motherfucker. Well, they hate him.
Could you imagine if you had to fact check The View?
Yeah, how about that one?
Five cackling idiots?
Yeah, yeah. I love how Whoopi the other day was talking about AOC there and saying that she's getting a little uppity. She's like, hey, sit down, calm down, because she was criticizing the Democrats. She was saying that some of these Democrats aren't doing the job. And Whoopi's like, they were doing a job long before you. You just need to sit down and watch people first and learn how to do your job. What a condescending thing to say.
Dude.
Like, the only thing that makes that fucking bitch entertaining to watch is that she mouths off.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of out there and weird. And I liked her little dance. Her tits and ass looked great. But that's it. And then Whoopi's got to get all fucking, hey, don't you criticize the Dems. Eat your own. Eat your own. So this is Joy Behar talking about the president and how the news maybe shouldn't give him airtime.
So we are now in day 18 of Trump's shutdown. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. It's his shutdown.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to give a speech tonight. There's going to be a lot of lies in the speech. You know, we know that. The networks, to my opinion, need to...
See what they just take as fact?
I'm sorry, I just clapped at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Like she just goes, there's going to be a lot of lies in it. I know it for a fact. It's like, no, you don't.
And
you just don't. You can assume. You can say, based on what I've seen out of Trump, I'm assuming that this will just be a continuation of his lies or something. If you think he's lying, whatever. But you can't just get on and say that. That would be like me getting on right now and saying something stupid like, oh, Kevin Spacey had sex with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's not true.
Like, why would I even say something like that?
Why would
I
agree?
Yeah. But, you know, just saying it like... We're making jokes. She's not.
Oh, you know, we know that. The networks,
look how an audience of housewives applauds that, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Woo, you go.
Like Chiron the truth vacuum. And have a delay so that they can say the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he's effective? What if he actually convinces people of these lies? What will the Democrats do?
Well,
well,
we have
did.
To keep
he
speaking
got elected.
Truth. There's no question. whenever, you know, faced with a lie, we have to speak truth. Again, that's part of my book. And it's going to be about the media. I mean,
suspended?
I think that there's no question that the American public is increasingly starting to understand that they do need to question the veracity of the administration's statements.
No, they're not.
And, but for good reason. Right. But for good reason. We're 2 years into an administration that has proven itself, and there's plenty of empirical evidence that there are statements that are being made that are just simply not the truth, and are frankly often, especially leading up to the midterms, pardon this term, propaganda.
Right.
And we have to call it what it is. And again, the American public deserves better. We have enough problems. One doesn't need to create a problem. One does not need to create a problem. This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
Anybody who says one doesn't should put one bullet into a handgun and point it at their face.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on instead of
what,
a
unemployment?
Wall.
Oh, yeah, he fixed that.
He's trying to.
I was a prosecutor for many years, including the Attorney General of California. I specialize on transnational criminal organizations.
Yeah.
That wall ain't going to stop them.
No.
No.
Now she's saying,
all right. So just throw the fucking door open in your house. Is the lock on your door going to stop a home invasion? Then just leave the door open.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Camilla shit fuck.
Well, I love how she went from one doesn't need to be to, that ain't going to stop him.
That ain't going to, she ought to fucking end it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know what?
That ain't gonna stop nobody.
I got a cousin who can jump so high he can go over a wall without even grabbing
it. He come too far.
You ever seen my cousin J-Row? Uncle Ball?
She could turn that shit on and off.
Mm-mm, that ain't gonna stop him.
I've
seen a Mexican climb.
They are so...
They got ladders to my house when I have them paint. Mm-hmm.
They are so fucking freaked out that... He's going to get on TV and people are going to listen to him and go, huh, that makes sense.
Well,
so they got to preface it by saying he's going to lie. Whatever he says, it's a lie. But they're the ones, aren't they the one that said there was a humanitarian crisis going on at the border? That's what they've been saying. So if there's a humanitarian crisis, can't the president invoke some kind of an emergency powers act and take care of that? Crisis? They called it a crisis. And then they say, oh, he's inventing a crisis. Well, you're the ones that use the word.
Right, no
shit.
They
don't know what to do. They're losing their fucking minds. And they don't want him to get in front of a national audience. The way they try to depict his supporters as a fringe group, he won. He won the election. And he didn't win the election and then start changing his platform and doing things he said he wasn't going to do and not do things he said he was going to do.
You mean like
He's
every...
Exactly yeah. what... Yeah.
Like every other president that's ever fucking... Yeah.
He's actually trying to do exactly what he ran on.
That's what I was going
to
say. Yeah.
If he did
lie, though, it would be exactly what politicians do, and we've let happen for all of fucking... Anyway, sorry, but yeah.
That's... How is he lying by getting in front of people and saying, I really want to do this? A vanity project that he ran on? He ran on that. If it was a vanity project, people wouldn't have voted for him. He ran on border security and getting jobs and manufacturing back into this country. That's what he ran on. Unemployment's at an all-time fucking low. Economic numbers are booming like they haven't been in decades. And border security needs to be addressed. This is nothing like that. It's not a surprise. He didn't pull this shit out of his ass. And they're losing their minds. They cannot deal with this president.
No.
It's crazy. So now they want equal time. They want Pelosi and Schumer to be able to speak after Trump speaks and rebut an 8-minute Oval Office addressing of the American people. They don't know what to do with themselves. And they're quickly becoming a party that is showing themselves to be against what the American voter wanted and voted for. They can say it all they want that there's, Trump's followers, they're seeing through this now. What are they seeing through? Him trying to keep a campaign promise that they packed arenas with and cheered for when he was running for president? That's what they're seeing through? What? We're seeing through the bullshit of the media and the Democrats that are doing nothing but trying to obstruct him from getting things done that he said he was going to get done. Because the worst thing they could face in 2020 is a president that accomplished what he said he was going to accomplish. That's the worst nightmare they could have. So their job is to not let him do that, regardless of how well, how good these things would be for the country. They don't care about that. They just want to be able to, in 2020, go, ah, look, he didn't do shit. That's it. That's what they're trying to stop. And good luck to you on that one, because this motherfucker is he's a mental patient, Trump, but he is a driven mental patient, and he's getting stuff done. There's no denying it.
And if you really want to stand on that podium and be honest and debate him when it comes to a new election, good luck.
Good luck with that one. Imagine being Elizabeth Warren. You thought Hillary was fun? You thought it was fun where it's like, you'd be in jail. I could see him come out in a headdress. I thought I'd make it feel a little more at home.
Mr. Trump, could you please stop playing that drum while she's speaking?
Ding, 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 ding. But I hope you all brought your raincoats. She's talking. It's going to rain outside.
Yeah, comes out with an arrow on his head like Steve Martin. She got me.
She got me. She got me, Viva. Funny, right? Funny.
This is good
stuff. And we'd be howling and running to the voting booths voting for Donald Trump. Well, they don't know what to do about this guy.
Well, and what I wonder about it, because he is a Democrat when you actually break it down to what his politics were.
That's what they sold you. That's what they were trying to sell when he was running.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Democrat.
I wonder if he won by, you know, in the Democratic ticket, what everybody would be saying.
What they would be saying now?
I'm curious.
I honestly believe they would be cheering the economy and his strides he's made to make friends with hostile nations. They would be talking this guy up like the second coming of Jesus.
There's enough he's done where you could certainly talk like what he's done has been liberal.
It's Look at the prison reform bill he just signed. The fact that minorities are getting jobs, like more jobs than in history are available to minorities, African Americans, just unbelievable.
He's letting black people
actually live their lives and utilize America the way it's supposed to be utilized, as a tool for your own success.
Yes.
Let the government stay out of your fucking way, set the table, and now you have at it. And it's terrible because the Democrats have been using the strategy of, no, you need us. You need us, you poor, dumb black people. You're too irresponsible. We'll help you.
Well, that's why everybody's angry with Kanye West, because what he said was 90% of us are Democrats. And to me, that sounds like mind control.
Mind control. Mind control.
I'm Kanye the mind.
The Democrats are using the Negroes. It's mind control.
Jesse,
I learned it while I was off the grid in Mexico.
Jesse, did you just say Negroes?
I said Negroes. Why are they so tall? Because they're Negroes. Get it? You put Velcro on the ceiling.
You take your foot off their head.
Five if you slice them thin enough.
It's a truck full of their eggs. One of them hatched. And two of them hatched and one of them stole a bike.
A warden.
The unemployment line.
Look at that dummy trying to steal all those chains.
A bike doesn't sing kumbaya when you chain it to a wall.
Your bike.
It thinks it's melting.
Wet its lips and stick it to the wall.
Because it... it always has sex on its mind because it has pubes on its head.
uh, I just can't get enough of that.
Oh, God, that is a racist Jesse the Body.
One of my favorites.
Jesse the Bigot Ventura.
I didn't mean it. It was mind control. Some racist is working the harp machine, controlling the weather and my mind. speaking of Hulk Hogan, honors Mean Gene Okerlund at a WWE event, and I heard a little from E-Rock about this before the show. I guess the Hulkster gets a little choked up, and is he now like Hulk when he's wearing the glasses, but he's Terry without the glasses? Is it some kind of switch over Clark Kent Superman thing now?
Well, he came back to do the tribute to Mean Gene in the center of the ring. So he comes out, song, poses, Hulk Hogan. And then to get serious, he takes off the sunglasses. And you can see his eyes are red because apparently he has been crying over it.
Yeah.
And
have you ever seen Mean Jay Okerson?
Fingerless gloves.
Oh, here we go. Look at him. He's still Hulk.
Yeah. Hey, everyone.
Backstage just gone.
My son killed a guy in a car after I bought him beer. How is everybody?
I drop in bombs on the phone, brother.
Yeah. I did a weird sex act with my daughter that was caught on camera.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
The fact that my heart still works is a miracle.
Oh.
Wow, he
you know something, guys?
Now he's Terry.
I came out here wide open tonight in character because that's exactly
like Bubba's wife,
the
wide
way
open.
Gene would have wanted it.
Ready for your fucking Foster's canned cock?
Yeah, right.
I want to let all you guys know Mean Gene loved entertaining, and he loved entertaining everybody here in the WWE universe.
Universe.
Mean Gene loved entertaining. More than anything,
what a lackluster crowd.
Mm. Yeah, they were flat all night.
You know, guys, I got to tell you, being out here in the ring without Mean Gene, it's not, you know, he's not here, but.
Uh-oh.
But he is right here. He's right here, man.
And your giant peck.
I love you, Mean Gene.
Why is everyone calling him Mean? That's nasty.
It is.
Nice. Just call him Nice Gene.
Also, Mr. Nanny is available at deepdiscount.com.
Yes. Oh, look at Terry.
Why are they saying, fuck you, Mean Gene?
Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Oh, wait a minute. Now he's Hulk again.
I know exactly what you're doing, brother. You're up there,
decomposing.
And all the angels are singing Tutti Frutti on top of those big white clouds.
Why is
I
he
know
coke?
That
why,
you're putting why, the greatest
why
tag
Tutti
match
Frutti?
There
what do you
together,
know,
brother? The tag match between the Macho Man. Ooh,
dude,
yeah.
I wish Oakley's
Randy
really
Savage
did this, and I would buy a pair tomorrow.
Does Macho Man get to use his car
in that
Perfect match against the Ultimate Warrior?
You and Randy Savage are driving around heaven. While Eddie Guerrero brushes his teeth,
oh, yeah.
And Chris Benoit murders his son again, the Crippler Crossface.
Personal friends.
Where did I leave that Slim Jim?
And you know something, Mean Gene?
I think I left it behind the seat.
Clanging and banging up there.
Step into a tree.
And brother, you don't have to get so slow.
Oh, yeah.
You've only got a choice between Moolah and Mae Young, brother.
Oh, Mae Young, remember her?
Do you know what Randy Savage's last words
mean
were?
Gene.
Oh no!
Oh no!
That's not right.
I loved Randy Savage.
We all love Randy Savage. Oh my God, Rowdy Roddy.
Love Rowdy Roddy.
Well, what while you guys were doing that, what you missed is as he's listing all of these people from the generation that you know where he made wrestling famous.
Yeah,
you start to think that he realizes that they're all dead.
Oh no! Let me see that.
We gotta watch
again.
Sorry, audience.
So we can talk over it.
He said Mean Gene was like officiating or whatever a match. And he picked all the dead people because they would be in heaven.
Because they'd be in heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Mean Gene doesn't want to work. He's in heaven.
You think God really sets up a ring in heaven and everything?
So.
Like, it's like the rock and roll heaven. You think somebody gets to heaven and wants to be a roadie? You think they want to set up equipment for Jimi Hendrix
If there is that song, if there's a rock and roll heaven, probably never plays in heaven because it's
no.
Terrible.
They're all sitting around going, "Why isn't our equipment set up?"
Yeah,
and they go, "You think a guy gets to heaven and goes, yeah, I want to be a roadie. That's what I lived my life for, to get to heaven and set up this asshole's equipment."
Yeah.
First of all, they're not in heaven.
What if you died 7,000 years ago and you're like, heaven's so fucking boring, I'll be a roadie for a little while.
You could do that, but then you probably wouldn't like the fucking music.
That's
you think
true.
You're going to listen to fucking Hendrix playing the Star Spangled Banner? You'd be like, sounds like a bunch of Beatles eating through my skull in a tomb. They're Caribs.
Yeah, the people that were older then couldn't handle it. They were like, thank God that guy threw up upwards while laying on his back.
Yeah, and then there'd be other people going, why is that white man playing with a Negro?
Yeah. Why is
Negro.
His... left-handed guitar. Well, it's not a left-handed guitar. It's a right-handed upside down.
What that means?
Bananas.
Why does he have a big stick on his harp?
Let's face it. Everyone's in hell.
Yeah.
If there's a hell,
it'd all be in hell.
Or we're just in purgatory. It's just a giant DMV.
All the shit. Yeah.
We're all just waiting to burn.
Just waiting to burn.
All it is. Like, hell's got Hitler,
and then
heaven's got, like, Jesus and Mr. Rogers.
Isn't that the only definite we have, like, for hell?
Yeah.
It's like people go, well, you don't know. This guy might have done some good or that guy. Yeah. Oh, the rock stars, they're fucking chicks and they're leading lives. Yeah, but maybe he did some nice things.
Yeah.
He was a charitable guy. But Hitler's just like, oh, Hitler's definitely in hell.
Yeah, for sure.
Hitler's in hell.
And Matthew Broderick will be going there because
Broderick killed somebody.
He killed two people, yeah.
Like Hitler.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever want an interesting interpretation of Hitler in hell, you should watch this series called Preacher.
I have.
It's so good. When they introduce.
Dude, that graphic novel's the shit,
like,
though.
Hitler's name is changed. It's one letter off. So his name is Hilter, and that he winds up sneaking out of hell and can only get a job at, like, Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just really fucked up when Satan and hell is looking for Hitler because they can't find him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch
It's
that.
A great show.
I'll check that out.
I love the graphic novel. I never watched the show.
The show is produced by Seth Rogen and Evan... His writing partner, I forgot his last name. But, there's three seasons of it. It's really good.
Huh.
I watched, actually, the first couple episodes because I wanted to see how they made the kid who shot himself and his face just looks like an asshole. Yeah.
The kid's name is, his name's Eugene, but when he gets shot, they just call him Ass Face.
Yeah. Because he tries to take his own life, and now he looks like a human asshole.
Gotta make sure you're aiming right for the right part of your own brain, motherfucker.
It's kind of like that girl we had.
The face transplant.
And now, that's Ass Face.
That is Ass Face.
There's Ass Face.
There he is.
That's Ass Face. God, imagine you got to sit in the chair for your makeup every day doing that.
Or you just got that role.
It's
that guy.
It's bad enough when you watch documentaries and extras on movies and, like, you got to sit there for hours, but you're a cool guy, like a superhero or some shit. This guy's got to sit there to be Ass Face.
Yeah, that's true.
That sucks.
It's probably good that he's not that recognizable outside of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, you're Ass Face.
Hey, Ass Face, can I get an autograph?
Yeah. I just got my picture taken with the Ass Face.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Take a picture, Ass Face. Could you make your picture?
Yeah.
You whistle while you work. I just kept seeing that walking around the whole time.
He signs his real name on paper, and you're just like, what the fuck? Right, Ass Face.
Shit.
Nobody knows who you are.
What an Ass Face. We were talking about this before the show. This happens every couple of years, it just stuns me, the reaction to it. A TV meteorologist got fired. He pulled the old classic Martin Luther Coon. Now, that, of course, is a terrible slur that has been used by racists to describe the civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Now, we all know through speaking that sometimes you can mix words up if you're thinking ahead of yourself in a sentence or a word. And Martin Luther and then King, sometimes you put the ooh from Luther over the King.
Or Junior, you're thinking ahead.
Junior, Martin Luther King Junior. There's two ooh, one A. You replace the A with a ooh, you get coon. That's what happens.
I do feel if you're on TV, though, you might want to really take that slow.
Wow.
Don't rush through it.
You really want to.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're really going to want to pronounce that King.
But the real racists say Martin Lucifer Coon Jr.
That's true.
That's the way. And yeah. You got to say it with that accent. Martin Lucifer Coon Jr. Martin Lucifer Coon Jr. So he's doing the weather report. And do we have the actual clip? Oh, no.
He sounds just like that.
There we go.
It was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink. Overall, it was great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink.
By the way,
you can tell it's an.
Couldn't have corrected himself faster. It wasn't even a beat. Martin Luther King Jr. King.
He's my favorite person. I love black people. I have a lot of black friends.
Martin Luther King Jr. Park, can I please have a job, please?
Oh, please don't take us away. I've lost it all.
And they fired him? Let's be fucking sensible here and think about intent. Do you really think the guy said, I'm gonna go fuck my career up today?
Yeah.
And take pictures in Times Square?
Right.
I mean, and say, ooh. And
well, in fairness, he didn't call him an animal. He did call him,
that is true.
Yeah.
He just called him Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Lucifer King.
So they fire the guy.
I love Dale Earnhardt.
And he made a response video.
Oh, good. Let's see that.
Build a wall.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy Dale. My wife, Lisa, here.
My beautiful white wife.
We wanted to take a time to address...
My power.
White bread. Pure English skin.
My
complexion of a toilet.
Got like Mein Kampf in the fucking bookshelf.
The Turner Diaries.
Thank
all of our family. Thank all of our friends for the enormous support that you have given us since the very, very beginning. I want to take the time to thank our neighbors. We just had one of our neighbors
for being white
a few minutes ago.
Not driving the price of my house down.
Hugs and tears, and we couldn't be doing this.
Bring an umbrella tonight.
Thank you to our
rain.
Church for reaching out and for offering. We know what will be continuing.
There are fucking certificates from the Klan behind them on the wall.
That means a ton.
They are great and grand dragon.
They pan over their Christmas trees decorated with hanging slave dolls.
On social media. Even those that don't know us, the outpouring has been just unbelievable.
Them dolls have come to life,
and
Mr. Weatherman.
It's been so heartwarming.
Ain't no myth.
It's been such a
look at her. She is ready for a nervous break.
And she's divorcing him. He's lost everything.
And it's just been very, very hard on me and my family.
Hard on.
So thank you. What happened?
Also, I'd like to thank Hover Girl because you can't tell what I did to my wife's eyes.
It's a simple misunderstanding.
Oh no!
If you watch me regularly, you know that I tend to contain a lot of information in my weathercast, which forces me to speak fast. And unfortunately, I spoke a little too fast when I was referencing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Fast
to the point where I jumbled a couple of words. Now, in my mind, I knew I had mispronounced.
Oh, this doesn't work.
In fairness, though, this was his fourth take.
There was nothing that I could have. I had no idea the way it came across to many people.
Yes, you did.
As soon as I had started to mispronounce it, I put an emphasis on King and moved on. Had no idea what some people could have interpreted that as. And I know some people did interpret that the wrong way. That was not a word that I said. I promise you that. And
well,
if you
did.
Did feel that it hurts you in any way, I sincerely apologize. I would.
I saw animals in my garbage last night. I actually called them rat kings.
Such a great name, Dr.
That's how not racist I am.
One of the
An adorable little bandit masked rat king was in my fucking.
Come into my closet. I have a king skin hat.
Right.
See, I'm not racist.
I'm not racist.
Look.
Yeah. Look at a caterpillar made a cocoon.
Yeah.
A butterfly is going to come out of that.
I call my best friends my boon kings.
Right. Oh, Jesus. That is...
I mean, I worked my way all the way up from the coon dock. Shit. Shit.
That is really a bad apology. It doesn't come off good.
No.
Now, I'm not saying... And I don't know why, because he's actually saying what happened. I believe that guy 100%.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever would have meant to say that.
No.
It's happened enough times where people should know that's something that people will mix up.
And he even says, like, I would never say it on television, only out of a moving car nowhere near a red light.
Right, with the windows up. My lovely wife here and I only say that in our own bedroom when we know everyone else is gone. Yes. And the Alexa unit is turned off. Yeah. She's a little rat.
This is my wife. She has the skin of an angel.
Yes, look at her pearly white skin.
Wonderful. Her gorgeous white flesh. That cannot be tainted by one of those kings.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a sad fucking story. You can tell how upset the wife is.
You just come out and be like, listen, I do call them that, but that was a slip-up.
But that was a complete slip.
I mean, honestly.
Did the station put out a statement?
We agree with everything he said.
Yeah. I would never want to tarnish the reputation of such a great man as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the greatest civic leaders of all time. He's trying a little too hard here, but... The network's general manager said, on behalf of News 10 NBC, I apologize for our broadcast of a racial slur in reference. It wasn't a racial slur. As a result of that broadcast, meteorologist Jerry Capel is no longer with News 10 NBC. We believe strongly in holding our reporters and anchors to the highest standard. It was an obvious slip-up mistake. Wow, that is fucking brutal. That response is more racist than what he said. What he said isn't racist at all. The response to it is racist. You're assuming no one can make that mistake? Holy fuck. Brutal.
Don't you have some sort of class or lawsuit for...
Oh, I think this guy was
firing
the fucking shit out of that station. Oh, my God. My lawyer, Johnny Cochran's corpse, will be handling the case in court heaven.
Somebody call hell and get me Cochran.
Yeah, get me Johnny Cochran.
I like how they do have to say Martin Luther King, the civil...
yes, a great civic activist. Leader and civil rights activist.
Like, yeah, we get it. He's kind of a household name.
Yeah.
We appreciate you telling us who it is, though.
Oh, I just know him as the... guy that cheated on his black wife with a bunch of white women.
Yep.
That's... yeah. Martin Luther Coos. That's who that is. Martin Luther Coos Jr. Likes that coos, does he?
I had a dream.
I had a dream.
That white asses would be bouncing up and down on my black cock. And one day...
I'll see you all on that mountaintop with all the white women.
And one day, little white boys and little black boys and little white girls can butt fuck on the mountaintop.
Martin Luther Coos Jr.
I like 'em big. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but your mama has a stinky pussy.
You should wash your pussy
you
in the sink.
Have a stinky pussy.
And then your pussy stinks.
I have a dream that you wash your pussy.
And your pussy has an odor that is tolerable as opposed to the stink that fills this room.
Oh, yeah.
You have a plant-killing stink pussy.
That's fucked. I just called.
Your mother's pussy stick.
I just call to say.
And then your pussy stick.
I just call to say.
Can you go back to the YouTube? Bitch. Hooker, bitch.
And I mean from the bottom of my.
Oh my God, please put this on YouTube.
That is brilliant. Bravissimo.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
That is the only, I got to say, it's a better song.
That gets a Sandusky child butt slam round of applause.
I'm going to give it a spacey on a taint of a boy
wow.
as well.
Wow. A 14-year-old Anthony yeah. Rapp and Kevin Spacey's ball bag.
Bobo's giving it a Brian Singer pool party. All of us together make a Hannah Gatsby.
A Hannah Gatsby gangbang.
Can I get in with my Roman Polanski?
Roman Polanski drugged ass fucking over, bent over a chair. Yes.
Were they in a hot tub?
I think it was. Oh, yeah, it was. No, I was. I must have been thinking of the rape in Colorado. What's his name?
Oh, God.
The basketball player.
Kobe Bryant. Saturday?
Kobe. Oh, Kobe. I was thinking the Kobe ass rape over the chair in the hotel.
The rape where they found four kinds of consensual jizz and one kind of non-consensual jizz in her underwear.
Right. That was the... That's what I was giving. Sorry.
Just a round of applause.
That sounds like a round of applause.
A round of ball slaps for whoever made that.
Bravo.
Oh.
And finally, we'll go with, who is it? First openly gay man to be elected governor.
I'm a fag. I'm the governator. I've just been, see the mind.
I've been off the grid and on the D.
He's sworn into office in Colorado. So let's see that. Mm. Oh, well, we know that.
He looks like Trump.
He does look a lot like Donald Trump. Oh, now he looks like Jimmy Carter.
Is that after taking one in the eye?
I'm a gay man.
I, Jared S. Polis.
I, Jared S. Polis.
Do affirm.
Do affirm.
That I suck cock.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Please stop sucking
on the bridge of my nose like a set of balls.
The Constitution of the State of Colorado.
And the laws of the State of Colorado.
And the laws of the State of Colorado.
Which includes sodomy,
not the laws of nature or God.
Of the office of governor.
Of the office of governor.
Upon which I am about to enter.
This ass, which I'm about to enter.
A giant gaping anus that you've just injected with crystal meth.
I have to shake his hand.
Could you please stop sucking the microphone, Jerry? You need to talk into it.
He took the oath on a copy of Rent Boys. Gay novella. Well, that's fascinating. I'm really tired of these first this and first that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to elect someone to office. I would hope it's the most qualified person, regardless of sex or race or anything like that. That seems to me to be the important part. The fact that we have the first Muslim and the first woman and the first this is always going to be some first bullshit. And all it does is continue to separate people. So the first gay guy, I give a shit. If he runs Colorado well, I could care how many miles a dick goes into him. There
well,
it is.
At least a mile high.
A mile high of dick that he sits on.
It's the Mile High City.
Colorado.
I say, I honestly thought that there was already a gay governor. Why? Like,
yeah.
I'm shocked this is a thing.
What about McGreevy? Oh, he wasn't openly gay until he came out and said he was openly gay, much to his wife's chagrin. I am a gay American. His wife's like, say what, motherfucker?
Hey, honey, I'm homo. Who is that?
Fucking... So they...
Who's that?
Hey.
Who's that comic?
I think he's a fag-ty.
I can't think of that comic now. Your brother.
Hey.
Kevin Meaney?
Kevin Meaney.
Kevin Meaney.
Your brother doesn't sneak out at night and blow men while his wife and kids sleep.
That's not right.
That's not right.
And come out and say you're gay. We'll lose the house.
We're going to lose the goddamn house.
We'll lose the goddamn house.
Making cream pies in your methed out anus.
In your jeans. In your tight jeans. I fucking loved Meaney.
He was so great.
He was. And he was, did you ever get to hang out with him?
No, I got to watch him perform. He's fucking amazing.
He was such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like really funny and quiet.
Gay.
And a gay is an what old, you call him.
An old fashioned.
An old queen, as you would call him.
It's too bad he passed, man. He was really
funny. Yeah. He was a funny motherfucker. Unless, of course, security at the airport was giving him shit.
Well, that was
he turned into a madman.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Then he just turned into a fucking lunatic.
Well, he had been holding in a lot all those years.
He had been holding in a lot of secrets. He
came out like a volcano.
He really, yes, he really did. Tell everyone where you're going to be, Dave, because we have to get out of here.
We do. This.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of blood in that tissue. This week.
My ass.
This January 11th and 12th, this Friday and Saturday, Big Tommy's Comedy Club in Novi, Michigan. I will not be in on the 10th. I unfortunately have a sleep study on Thursday, which is just while a man in a bow tie who donates to Democrats studies me while I sleep.
Makes a volcano out of your
Out of my anus. Tonight I'll be on the bonfire at right after this.
Of the Vanities?
Yes, of the Vanities with Tom Hanks and Bruce Willis and Melanie Griffith. And Wednesday, tomorrow, Bernie and Sid, 9 a.m.
Oh, nice.
And
yeah.
Then, yeah, good Monday. I'm really looking forward to that. And January 21st, I will be on Legion of Skanks.
Awesomeness. Dave Landau, thank you so much. I adore these shows where it's just me and Dave bullshitting. I love our guests and everything, but it's just so much fun, man.
It goes by so fast.
It really does. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Bobo, our audience member. We had a single audience member today, and it was Bobo. But I love it. You hear him laughing at parts that weren't even supposed to be funny.
It's, there's a whole comfy couch.
Oh,
right,
and
there.
He sits on the bleachers.
He sits in the corner
of
the hard
metal.
That's
how he is. He goes to chair. See the fucking Mets. He sits in the fucking cheap seats. That's what he does. They changed my train time, so I got to get out of here. So we'll see you all back here tomorrow. Join Eastside Dave McDonald tonight at 7 p.m. and Nightshade at 11 p.m. Until tomorrow, arrivederci.